Well, hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer cast for you. Coming up on the November election, so I decided I'd do one on politics this time. For those of you who don't listen to all of these, I sort of have this tradition of periodically scratching my head and going, how come I'm in the majority on most things, and yet none of the politicians in Washington seem to be doing what I'd like them to do? And we're coming up on a midterm election. It's coming up on the 2006 midterms, for those of you, my unborn grandchildren, who are wondering what I'm ranting about. And things have taken a turn for the better, at least from my perspective. It's not going so good for the Republicans, but definitely going better for the Democrats. So I thought I'd just meander on a little bit about that. And actually, this might be a chance to swing things enough my way so that I wouldn't be doing these stupid rants about the polls anymore. So that, you know, for those of you who are listening to this in 2006, this might be a motivator to go out and vote. Shut me up. Because I sure am tired of doing those polls. Every week I look at the polls and go, good grief, you know, I'm totally out of sync. For my unborn grandchildren, the big event was that there was this Congress critter named Foley, Mark Foley, who has embroiled himself in a scandal not unlike the scandals that we read about from time to time in Britain, in which the big political gets caught in sexual dalliances that don't meet with popular approval. In this particular case, this guy Foley tangled with some pages, young kids that are brought to Washington, D.C., put up in a dormitory, get to hang out with Congress, get to start their political career. And that started a landslide. At the same time, and drowned out by that story, there's been a whole bunch of other stuff that's been coming out, most notably about the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq is going very badly. So my peace button that I've been wearing, I had a peace button in 1968, and I dug it out of the drawer when we went to Iraq. And I've left it on my coat ever since. And I'm happy to say that finally the country is coming around to my point of view. The war has gone about as badly as it could possibly go, causing untold tragedy in Iraq. Staggering new numbers out, which, depending on which political persuasion you're of, are true or not, that show that, you know, a lot of people, somewhere between 2 and 600,000 people have died, Iraqis have died in this war. And now this week things are really descending into sectarian violence, so it's a civil war. The generals are finally coming around and saying out loud what they should have been saying a long time ago, which is that this isn't going real well. The British leader of his troops came out this week and said that the British troops should really be out of there. Scandal and corruption probes are finally revealing an awful lot of hanky-panky amongst the Republicans in D.C. And the upshot is some pretty staggering poll results that show, a bunch of interesting things that normally don't show up. One of the things that's interesting is a poll that was done in largely Republican districts. And one of the things that they asked people was, how do you feel about the incumbent? Because a lot of times people are really grouchy about what's going on in D.C., but when you ask them about their person, they say, oh, well, yeah, but my person's okay. It's all those other people that are bad. That seems to be spilling over to the local person for the first time. And in fact, This poll is showing that the local person actually no longer has a majority. This in Republican districts. And so the Democrats, I think, have a huge opportunity to put a bunch of money into this in the last few weeks and maybe win the House. Maybe even win the Senate, which would be truly amazing. I'm quite skeptical of that one. But the House is starting to look pretty good. And that, I think, given all of my ranting, warranted a geezer cast. Because I really want you, my unborn grandchildren, to hear our voices just before this election. Because hopefully this is the election that sort of starts to stop the madness of our current direction. My usual litany on global warming, the environment, blah blah blah, all that stuff. I'm now solidly in the majority on just about every issue, and you know we still have an administration that's against all that. But if we could at least get a House of Congress so that we could do some investigations, get some facts out, put some of these people on the hot seat. At least it wouldn't be just this completely runaway locomotive that we've had for the last 6 years. So I'm perky. I'm hopeful. And for those of you listening today, I think that this might be the time to unlimber the wallet and fire some serious money into the national Democratic mechanisms to give money to the House and Senate races. I've been sort of waiting around for, there was this great 3-for-1 match thing that came along and I plunked a bunch of money into that. I'm sort of hoping they'll do that again so I can quadruple my dough. But if they don't come up with it in a few days, I'm going to write a pretty big check anyway, because if we don't win this one, I am going to just crawl off under a rock in despair, because we've got such a mess out there. And I try very hard to remain cheerful. I am a big believer in the country and the world's ability to muddle through all sorts of things. That's a lesson I learned when I was involved in the Y2K thing back in the year 2000. That, you know, a lot of things aren't as bad as people say, because there are all kinds of sort of subtle self-corrective mechanisms. But boy, I'll tell you what, we've got a bunch of stuff to correct, and I think it would be nice if we had some not so subtle self-corrective mechanisms out there to do it. So that's the theme of the Geezer Cast today, just a short one talking about the fact that the polls are really going our way and that we may have a chance at taking back the House. And nothing much else. Just got my fingers crossed, at least the ones I haven't cut off. And I'll see you the next time.